This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's a study out today in the Journal of the American Medical Association Internal Medicine. It's kind of interesting. It shows that hospital patients who are treated by a female physician live longer, statistically anyway, than patients treated by male physicians. From our health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Listen to this. Two different doctors talking with two different patients at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. First, here's Dr. Carrie Reynolds.
While we're here, the biggest thing we want to do for you is to make sure we've looked through everything.
Yes.
And that we don't leave any stone unturned.
Okay.
Now, listen to Dr. Ryan Thompson.
Let us know if we're not doing a good job.
Yes.
You know, we can always do better.
It's really hard to tell a difference, right? But research out today says there might be something different between how women and men practice medicine. Elderly patients treated by female physicians have a 5% better chance of living after getting out of the hospital. Put another way, if you were to replace all the male doctors in the study with women, 32,000 fewer people would die a year.
I think the most surprising thing is that we found something. You know, why would gender matter?
That's Dr. Anupam Jenam, one of the study authors. It's surprising in part because there's been a push for equality in the field. And here come these results that threaten to upend that modern ideal with data. The results are based on 1.5 million hospital patients and 58,000 doctors. But even with that, Jenna says they wanted to be sure, so the team checked obvious explanations, like women keeping their patients in the hospital longer, different post-hospital referrals, or just spending more money.
None of those things emerged.
This is the first large study to look at how gender impacts patient outcomes. And one thing to keep in mind, the effect is modest. Dr. Vineet Arora at the University of Chicago breaks down what that means.
The way that you would think about that is if you were hospital administrator and you were to reassign 149 patients to female physicians, then you might see this benefit of one life saved.
That kind of impact may explain why most patients and staff I talked to at Mass General shrugged when I asked if they saw a difference between men and women. What did come up was the difference between good and bad doctors. Patient Tracy Nifford has seen a lot of both. She's been to the hospital 30 times this year with an infection she can't get in front of. Nifford got tired of fighting with doctors over things like sending her home with antibiotics that didn't work.
I was at a point in my life that I said, you know what? I'm done.
With this study, it's easy to get stuck in some war of the sexes debate. But this is about the best way to practice medicine so all physicians can do better by their patients. Nifford says it's enough to be sick and scared. There's no room for doctors to make life harder.
As far as getting this fixed, I didn't know what I would do. I was basically at my ropes, you know, the end of my rope. Couldn't take it anymore.
For Nifford, what matters is doctors who listen are empathetic and generous with time. And research suggests women doctors tend to do that better than the men. But Jenna's instinct tells him what's driving this statistical difference is how female physicians tend to approach problems and make decisions. He compares it to how he and his wife would rent a car and a car seat for their toddler.
The way I do that is I Google, find the first thing that comes up, and then I make a decision. She will go through probably 5 to 10 different web pages, and look through all the Yelp reviews.
This study's not definitive. It's a thread to pull to better understand the qualities that make up the best doctors. And odds are, that means looking more closely at the women than the men. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.